With me, Sean Neaton. Congratulations, Sean, man of the match.
Yeah, it feels nice, but I think I'd have took playing, having a bad game and us winning. It was one of them games today. If anything for the team to win, that's all that mattered.
Every win's welcome, isn't it? Just how important was that win for the manager and the players?
Oh, massive. And we had a point to prove today that there's all kinds of rumours going around that the dressing room's not behind the manager, the players aren't together. I think that performance today put that all to bed, because from 1 to 11 everyone was closing down, winning headers, winning tackles. Everyone, even the gaffer on the side, was going mad at times. So we're all in it together, and I think it showed in the performance.
How difficult was it, Sean, first half against a side, obviously fighting for their lives, bottom of the table?
Yeah, exactly. It was always going to be tough. No game in this league's easy. Everyone beat everyone. You see Southport gone to Braintree today and won 2-0. So it's a tough league, and they frustrated us in the first half, but I still think we were the better side. And then second half, we come out and we just had too much, and it could have been 6 or 7, I thought.
And important, a clean sheet, third of the season. A great save from Townsend, second half.
Yeah, well, that's what he's there to do, to be fair. I think he's had a quiet afternoon, and the time we've needed him, he's popped up with a great save, and that's what he's got in his locker, to be fair. We always know that with him behind us, we've got a chance. And the back four was different class there. I think Tom Anderson's come in and made a massive difference. He goes and attacks the ball. He doesn't shut up on the side, which helps you. It keeps you on your toes. So, yeah, it was a great display today.
Good to see John Nolan back in the starting 11. How important was his role this afternoon?
Oh, he gets on the ball and he keeps us ticking over. I think when he doesn't play, we miss him, to be fair, because we missed that calm head on the ball at times when maybe we're under pressure a bit. And second half, and he's picking up and ghosting pass plays. That just shows the qualities he's got.
Talk about the goals. How did you see them?
Well, I thought it was a definite pen. It was a great run by Nolo. Again, he's ghosted past two of them and the lads wiped them out. And it was a penalty, to be fair. I've scored the pen. And then the second goal it was good play, to be fair. And I think we had a shot, and it was a long throw, and everyone's missed it. It's come to Tomo, and it's a great strike. It's what he does week in, week out. We know that. And then I just think that we could have punished him a bit more. I think sooner or later, the team is going to get hard enough as 4 or 5. And I thought it could have been today, but we just didn't take the rest of the chances. The
keeper seemed to get a good palm to that penalty.
To be fair, he had me worried for a minute. I actually stopped before I celebrated, but I heard all their players were shouting they'd done their own work on me beforehand, so I knew that I'd hit all my pens low, so I thought I'd go wide this one, and luckily it paid off.
Interesting to see you got in a huddle before kick-off. What was being said in there?
Manny had spoke about it, because we'd done it last year when we were on that run, and I just thought, get the lads in before, have a little chat with them. Brownie's an experienced player, he knows what to say, and I just had a little word with them, and you can say it up, you can say it never, but we'll be doing it next Saturday, that's for sure. We're not changing it now.
And what was being said?
Just stick together, no matter what happens. Anything that happens on this pitch, we need to stick together today. It's about us, it's not about the fans, not about the manager. Let's go and get a win for us, and then everything else take care of itself. Then if we get a win for us, it takes us to the fans and the gaffer, and everyone gets the rewards.
Is this a sort of win that kickstarts your season?
I hope so. We've got to go and play Wrexham now and beat them on Saturday, otherwise it's a pointless win again.